What spot in the U.S. has the darkest nighttime sky? We'll reveal the Milky Way Mecca today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-971-5357. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-971-5357. Call 1-800-971-5357. 1-800-971-5357.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 16th. It is the 136th day of the year, and actress Megan Fox has a birthday. If you live near an urban area, you know how challenging it can be to see anything but the brightest stars in the nighttime sky. Light pollution or artificial lighting that washes out the dark sky background is an issue NASA has been studying for years, and they've released satellite imagery that shows the extent of the problem. But it also reveals areas where dark skies can still be found. The very darkest spot in the U.S. is near the town of Gerlach in northwest Nevada. Virtually untouched by the glow of civilization, stargazers are awestruck by a canopy of stars unlike anywhere else, where even the Andromeda and the Pinwheel galaxies are visible to the naked eye. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more online at almanac.com.